I'm with Erica Knowles at Pettigrew London. Erica, are you on Twitter?
I am.
So can you tell us what your Twitter handle is?
Erica, that's E-R-I-C-H-A, 1806.
And how did you find out about Pettigrew London today?
Through Twitter. So I think listening to lots of people, that's how they found out about it today. So yeah.
And you said you were a history teacher?
Yeah, I'm a history specialist, but I'm a head of faculty as well.
Okay, so this is quite interesting because what drew you to Pettigrew?
I've been to teach meets and sometimes I thought that's a good model, and then this seemed very similar, but from the pedagogy slant of things and being head of faculty, lots of sort of things to take back from a cross-curricular perspective rather than just being history-driven.
Yeah, because what struck me that teach meets are a lot of things, people standing up serially saying, I use this app, I use that app. And when Pettigrew sort of started to emerge from Scotland, it seemed to me there's a bit more grit there. There's a bit more to do with teaching and learning rather than just apps or the internet or anything like that. For me, the internet or the apps are just a vehicle for communication between the specialists at Pettigrew. And it's a model taken on forwards because the people who are involved tend to be head of faculty or senior management. And that's where I think it's game changing, because it's got a higher or a wider spread.
I mean, I think with going through Twitter again, there's been, within the history community, there's been a huge reaction to the latest Key Stage 3 national curriculum. And I think if we're going to have a decreased say in what we teach, we're going to have an increased say in how we teach it. So I think these sorts of things will be increasingly important, really.
Yeah, it's history in particular. I'm sort of an old Key Stage 1, 2 teacher from way back. And it strikes me that this was some of the stuff that was in our Island Story or actually parodied in 1066 and all that, coming back in some ways. Well, I'm old enough to remember 1066 coming in as a satire on the teaching from years ago. And it's quite phenomenal. I mean, I think the Key Stage 1, 2 is interesting, but it's a phenomenal lot of information.
I mean, if any primary schools out there want a set of Year 7 and 8 textbooks, I won't be needing them anymore. Having read what I've got to be teaching, sort of, it looks like it starts around the Congress of Vienna and goes upwards. I'm not quite sure how my Year 9s are going to find Margaret Thatcher's trade union policy that appealing. But obviously, as a teacher, I'll look for ways to engage and activate their learning about that. But yeah, it's big change.
But I think in some ways, Pettigrew allows you to sort of pull back and have a bit of reflection and say, hold on a minute, let's think about what we can do here, and ask people to regroup in some ways, possibly.
I think it reinforces that idea that we're not teachers of subjects, we're teachers of pupils, and actually you can learn from other departments. And Monday to Friday, I think you could perhaps become a little bit isolated within your corridor, within your faculty, within your department, and things like this mean you can sort of branch out to other subjects. And remember that we're, you know, all part of a collegiate approach, really, in a supportive, really supportive community.
Well, thank you very much, Erica. I hope you have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you.